WTVQ.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to WTBQ WGHT's Lovelace Music Experience. I am your host, Tom Lovelace, and folks, as always, the Lovelace Music Experience is heard each and every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. right here on WTBQ and WGHT Radio. The show is also broadcasted worldwide at WTBQ.com. Our call-in number, we got a couple numbers for you here today. Our call-in number, if you want to call live into the studio hotline, if you will, is 845-651-1110, or we give you an option, option B that is, you can text right into the studio. I am sitting in right now at 845-328-0886. Call in 845-651-1110, text in 845-328-0886. The show is all about music. If you're just tuning in for the very first time today, welcome aboard. The show is indeed all about music and music-related topics, as well as the local artists and local music venues right here in the Hudson Valley. Well, here on the show, we do provide you, yes, you, the ability to showcase your act or your musical business right here on the Lovelace Music Experience. Here on the show, well, we love artists that have original music, and if you want your music to be heard by the masses, well, then you have come to the right place. If you're interested in being a guest on WTBQ WGHT's Lovelace Music Experience, I'd love to have you. Just shoot me an email at wtbqtom@gmail.com. Pretty simple, right? wtbqtom@gmail.com. Please include a short bio along with your contact information. And also, you can check out our social media page, our Facebook page, at the Lovelace Music Experience. On the show today, we will have Name That Tune from the lyrics. I'm going to give you an early morning clue for those tuning in right out of the gate. This is a country tune, okay? And it's a little tough. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10 rating, 10 being the most difficult, of course. 7 out of 10, but I got faith in the listeners, and I think you guys are going to be able to get it. All right, let's get into it. Well, this has been a long time coming for sure. Today's featured artist is the Armonia Band, with members Elizabeth Lovelace, Danielle Lovelace, Tom Brendel, and of course, yours truly. I got a couple of emails this past week about when are you going to play your music? And you know, for the past eight or nine years, however long we've been doing the show, it's certainly about the guest sitting in the seat next to me, right? But, you know, if you want it, well, then by golly, I will certainly deliver. And thanks for asking about that. I really do appreciate it because I really always try to put others first before myself and my band as well. But I hope you do like the following selections. All tell a story within each song. I wrote these songs. The band wrote these songs. I don't know, probably we're going back maybe about 10 years ago. And, you know, like most songs, you know, they kind of tells a little story about where you've been, what you've done, and things like that. So, hey, why don't we just get right into it? Our first tune off American Hero album is Strut. Let's check it out.
Baby, you strut. You're strutting your stuff. Oh, baby, strut. You be strutting for free. Oh, baby, strut. You be strutting your stuff. My baby struts, and it's all for me. Now when she walks, no, she don't talk, and she just moves so wild and free. And when she walks, no, she don't talk, baby, just move, and it's all for me. Oh, baby, strut. Thank you. baby's strut. Be strutting for free. Oh, baby's strut. Be strutting your stuff. My baby struts, and it's all for me. Now when she grew in the club, all heads turned and jaws dropped. The way she moved across that floor, she wiggles her hips, and you'd be wanting more. Now baby strut, be strutting your stuff. Oh baby strut, be strutting for free. Now baby strut, be strutting your stuff. My baby strut, and it's all for me. Moves like a cat of the night. Body be smoking, high and tight. Now she's stacked, all in black. Boys be looking, and they be wanting that.
Guys, that tune is called Strut by the Armonia Band. We have Danielle Lovelace and Elizabeth Lovelace both on guitar solos there. Tom Brendel on those incredible drums and yours truly on bass and vocals. Family Matters is the name of the CD, and it is available anywheres and everywheres. And once again, thanks so much for shooting me a couple of emails from some listeners. WTBQ. Tom@gmail.com is the email, and I always love hearing from you guys. Hey, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, well, we're going to dive into our topic. Do you have the tip jar blues? Well, stay tuned, and let's find out what that is all about. You are listening to the Lovelace Music Experience. We'll be right back, folks.
Winter's on its way out, and Maroney's Harley-Davidson is revving up for an unforgettable spree. Roll into the season with the all-new 2024 Harley-Davidson motorcycles. For those who dare to ride boldly, discover why these models are the talk of the town. Join the Maroney's family and experience the thrill of the test ride on Route 300 today. Connect on Facebook and Instagram for the latest events, gear, and accessories. Don't just hear about it, be part of it. Visit fasthog.com, and let's make this riding season legendary.
Rock your event or party with the Armonia Band. They play the best songs from the original music to your favorite cover titles, including classic rock, Motown, country, funk, reggae, rock, and pop. The Armonia Band will customize your event to fit your budget and your playlist. If you want the most memorable party or event, hire the Armonia Band and they'll have your guests rocking your party or event all day and night. So if you're planning the perfect party or event, the Armonia Band is your number one choice. The Armonia Band plays for any size and any type of event, party, or festival, and their music is classic, nostalgic, and magnetic, with a list for every age and musical taste. Celebrating life's special moments is always more exciting with live music, and there's no limit to how much fun you and your guests will have as they ramp up the energy, delivering hit after hit to everyone's delight. To make your party or event the most fun, exciting, and the most memorable, visit thearmoniaband.com or contact Tom at 845-699-3169.
I'm gonna make this place your home. This is Christine Koenig,
Grace Warren,
Brenda Wiley,
Dave Wilner
of Howard Hanna Rand Realty, and the hosts of The Real Real Estate Show.
Mondays at 10 a.m. It's radio worth listening to.
This is attorney Bob Gruhulik of the law firm Beatty & Gruhulik, the lawyer guy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions. That's every Tuesday at 12 noon on radio worth listening to. WTVQ.
All right, guys, welcome back. I am your host, Tom Lovelace, and you are listening to the Lovelace Music Experience, heard each and every Saturday right here on WTBQ and WGHT Radio, and also heard worldwide at WTBQ.com, right? You can take us anywhere in the world where you can get internet, and you could just click that good old Listen Live button, and we are heard anywhere and everywhere. All right, so Maroney's Harley Davidson. Look, what can I say about him? With the temps on the rise, you know, it is time to start getting your Harley prepared, prepped, and ready, right? Get over there and see my boy, Augie. If you want to get it detailed, he is an incredible artist at his trade for sure, and he will have that bike looking just like new, sometimes even better than new, really. He worked miracles for my bikes back a few years ago. But right now, you know, they got an early bird service special going on, and, you know, pretty much happens every year. It's, you know, the weather's breaking, right? I'm looking out the window. I see blue skies, a few puffy clouds and all that stuff. The riding time is, like, kind of almost here. So right now, get on over to Maroney's. Check out their early bird service specials between now and March 23rd, kind of right around the corner, 20% off any installed tires. If you need new rubber for your bikes, get on over there and get some new tires put on the bike, right? That's like super, super important, man. I don't have to tell you that. You only got two wheels on the ground to begin with, so you want to make sure you got really good tires beneath you. 15% off any 1,000-mile service, such as your 5K, 10K, etc. 15% off right over at Maroney's Harley-Davidson. Get your bike squared away, because you know what? When that weather breaks and these bike runs start happening, these poker runs, all these incredible charitable events that the biker community participates in, you know, you're going to want to be ready for it, right? And by the way, all the above offers includes a free New York State inspection as well, so now's the time. I'm telling you right now, don't wait. Don't wait till, you know, it's 80 degrees out and you're wondering why the service department is backed up. Get on over there now. Get it squared away. So when that time comes, you are ready. Let's talk about our topic. What am I talking about? The tip jar blues. All right. It's kind of a stigma somewhat, right? Are you a tip jar band or a tip jar artist? What am I talking about? Are you still a prisoner of the tip jar? The tip jar is a very powerful tool sometimes. Let me ask you, what do folks think, right, when they go out and they see an act, solo act all the way up to a full band, and, you know, they see a tip jar and, like, in front of the band and stuff? You know, what's going through your mind at that time? Do you even notice it? Some of these tip jars, they can get, like, really, really fancy. And there's also kind of a little psychology behind a tip jar as well. And some tip jars, some artists will use, say a bucket, right? Remember seeing scenes from old movies where you see the subway performers and they got a guitar case open and a few bucks thrown in it and stuff like that? I've seen some pretty high-end tip jars, man. I've seen some buckets, right? But I've seen some actual glass jars that are all hand painted and really nice signs on it, you know, thank you and this and that. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you go out to say a bar or something and, you know, the bartender, that has a tip jar set up, you know, you're sitting there and they'll always take, if you've ever noticed, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, I don't know. I look at these things. Don't ask me why. I do. They'll always, like, take a few bucks out of their own pocket and put it in the jar. I guess they are priming the power of the tip jar. throw a few bucks in it. And I'll tell you what, though. The most impressive tip jar that I've ever seen was at Katz Deli in New York City. Now, I don't know, folks, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't heard of it, but Oh, good morning, Brittany. See, now Brittany has been to Cat's Deli in New York City. Brittany knows what's up. Yes, exactly. If you're talking brisket, pastrami, corned beef, get yourself down to Cat's Deli, man. It's going to blow your mind away. And those of you that have been there, shoot me a text. Let me know what you think about it. 845-328-0886. It's not cheap, but you go in there and they have a giant counter, a lot of cutters, they call them, and they will slice the the brisket or pastrami, whatever you're having, kind of right in front of you, and they give you like a little sample to try before you go ahead and make that purchase. But they all have these tip jars, and once again, I'm kind of I'm focused on these tip jars. I don't know why, but there's some big tips in there. I've seen 20s, I've seen $50 bills, I've seen $100 bills in these tip jars. And that's pretty impressive when you think about it. Don't get me wrong. The sandwich, I think, last time I was down there, I think the brisket sandwich was around $24. But I will tell you this, it was worth every single penny of it. So, all right. So back to the tip jar blues. You know, what do you think? You know, when you go out to see an act, a live band and stuff, and you see a tip jar, you know, sitting in front of them, what's going through your mind? Does the venue not pay the acts enough or pay at all where they feel the need to put out a tip jar? We've performed at places where they don't allow them. They're like, no, we compensate our entertainment. You guys don't need to put out a tip jar. And I've had that mentioned to us before we even would even consider putting one out. I've had venue owners say to me, look, guys, you know, I don't know what you do elsewhere, but, you know, we don't put out tip jars here. We make sure that, we take care of our entertainers. And we're going to spin another tune, but after the song, you know, we're going to talk about how do you escape the tip jar stigma, or do you want to escape the tip jar stigma? Are you getting paid more out of the tip jar than what the venue owner's paying you? Well, I don't know. But speaking about a song, let's talk about Working Blues for a second. This was my very, very first song that I wrote, like I said, about 10, 11 years ago. And this song is about the man, the woman that gets it done each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, Working Blues.
She goes to work in the morning. He goes to work at night. They work so hard just to get some, but in the end, all they know is their work is never done. try to understand. We try and try each day, try and make our way, but our work is never done. The story that I tell, it's just a evil spell. It's just a little spell, but our work is never done.
Working Blues by the Armonia Band. A special shout out to Nick Noble on that incredible harmonica. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break, but when we come back, well, I got some music trivia for you right here on the Lovelace Music Experience. Music in sync with the world. Working Blues right there. First song I ever wrote, going back about 10, 11 years. Goes out to the blue collar, the ones getting it done each and every day. And we're getting it done right here on the Lovelace Music Experience. We'll be right back.
Winter's on its way out, and Maroney's Harley-Davidson is revving up for an unforgettable spree. Roll into the season with the all-new 2024 Harley-Davidson motorcycles. For those who dare to ride boldly, discover why these models are the talk of the town. Join the Maroney's family and experience the thrill of the test ride on Route 300 today. Connect on Facebook and Instagram for the latest events, gear, and accessories. Don't just hear about it, be part of it. Visit fasthog.com and let's make this riding season legendary.
Rock your event or party with the Armonia Band. They play the best songs from the original music to your favorite cover titles, including classic rock, Motown, country, funk, reggae, rock, and pop. The Armonia Band will customize your event to fit your budget and your playlist. If you want the most memorable party or event, hire the Armonia Band and they'll have your guests rocking your party or event all day and night. So if you're planning the perfect party or event, the Armonia Band is your number one choice. The Armonia Band plays for any size and any type of event, party, or festival, and their music is classic, nostalgic, and magnetic, with a list for every age and musical taste. Celebrating life's special moments is always more exciting with live music, and there's no limit to how much fun you and your guests will have as they ramp up the energy, delivering hit after hit to everyone's delight. To make your party or event the most fun, exciting, and the most memorable, visit thearmoniaband.com or contact Tom at 845-699-3169.
Hi, this is Walt Baby Love. Start your Sunday with me at 6 a.m. and Gospel Tracks. I'll give you the phone number to the Faith phone line and the address to the website. All that and much, much more right here on Gospel Tracks with yours truly, Walt Baby Love.
This is Melissa inviting you to join me every Thursday at 12 noon when we open the door to the Curiosity Shop and invite you to explore the world of magic and the paranormal while connecting you with loved ones who have passed. All right here on Radio Worth Listening To.
WTBQ Weather.
Well, this morning, sky to be clear, it's going to be bright and sunny today with temperatures getting into the upper 50s. We'll have a partly cloudy sky this evening. It becomes mostly cloudy later tonight. Passing shower after midnight. Lows will be dropping down into the lower 40s. We'll start sunny with a Caldwell shower. It's going to be becoming partly sunny for the afternoon. Temperatures mild again in the middle 50s. We'll have clear to partly cloudy skies for Sunday night. A little bit chillier than it has been recently, but lows in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the second half of the Lovelace Music Experience. I am your host, Tom Lovelace, and, you know, I think we're in 8 or 9 years doing this show, man. It has been incredible, and, you know, we do feature local artists and some artists from far, far away, right? Australia, we had Andrew Ferris on there not too long ago, and all the way from California and all parts in between, anywhere and everywhere. But if you would like to be a guest, I'd love to have you. Just shoot me an email at wtbqtom@gmail.com and just include a short bio so I can get an idea where you're coming from. And, of course, some contact information, how I can get back to you, email, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I don't do anything with your information or anything like that. And we'll get you scheduled. You know, we'll get you in the hot seat over here at WTBQ. You know, we make it. It's funny. You know, sometimes I get guests in and I can tell they're a little nervous and things like that. And I just explain to them, I'm like, guys, look, this is nothing more than a coffee shop conversation, right? And usually after like the first segment, everybody's settled in. I can see they're leaning back in the chair and really enjoying themselves and enjoying the show. And a heartfelt thank you to the fans out there that tune in on Saturday morning, 10 to 11 a.m. to check out the show. I really do appreciate it, for sure. All right, let's get into today's music trivia. Now, I gave you a clue right at the beginning of the show. This is a country tune, right? This particular artist, I don't know if you're going to know this one or not, but if you know your country music, you're going to know it right away. So, but from the following lyrics, right? We always do the lyrics. From the following lyrics, can you name the song and the artist that sang them, right? Okay, I'm going to give you some lyrics, and we got an artist. He's a country artist, and I need you to name the song, and I need you to name the artist, right? And you could give us a call at 845-651-1110, or you can text in 845-328-0886. Today's prize, of course, is sponsored by Steve's Music Center. Steve's Music Center is located at 248 Rock Hill Drive in beautiful Rock Hill, New York. Take a ride up or give Steve a call at 845-796-3616. Let him know that Tom sent you, and Steve will he will customize this prize just for you, right? You know, if you play guitar, it's something for guitar. You know, if you play piano, it's something for piano. So that's what's really, really unique about this particular prize each and every Saturday. All right, let's dive into it. Here's some clues to help you out, okay? Country singer, this is a song by American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. All right, American singer, songwriter, and guitarist, country guy, right? Oh, there's another clue, right? It was released in October of 1993, so we're going back a little bit. It was released as the third single from his fifth studio album. All right, third single from his fifth studio album. The song, well, it did top out at number two. That's in the United States, and it did peak number five in Canada. All right, so here are your lyrics. Can you name the artist, and can you name the tune? Here goes. Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong. Maybe I'll do things right. Maybe I'll start tonight. You'll learn to cry like me. Baby, let's just wait and see. Maybe I'll start tonight and do things right. I told you this was a tough one. You know, I had this ranked at 7 out of 10. Maybe I'm going to bump this up to level 8 out of 10. Let's see how good you are. Country tune, Came out in 93, singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He plays a mean guitar on the song, too. Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong. Maybe I'll do things right. Maybe I'll start tonight. You'll learn to cry like me. Baby, let's just wait and see. Maybe I'll start tonight and do things right. 845-651-1110 is the call-in number, or you can text in at 845-328-0886. Hey, Tony out there listening, I got you stumped on this one, don't I, buddy? Country artist. Let's see how good you are. All right, so we are talking about our tip jar blues today, right? And, you know, if you're an artist out there performing and, you know, venue's not paying you and you're throwing that tip jar out there, been there, done that, as they say. And, you know, it's funny. One time we had this gig up in Roscoe it was. And, you know, they kind of do it a little differently up there, right? The band I thought was compensated pretty well, you know, standard pay, $100 a man type of thing, outdoor back deck type setting, 3-hour gig, you know, that's like standard in the business. You know, if you're getting more, great. If you're getting less, you should ask for more, right? Because, I think every musician for a 2 to 3 hour gig is worth at least $100 bill per, you know, but, it's funny, towards the end of the set, the manager of the restaurant grabs this giant bucket, and like she just runs around to all the patrons, and she handles the tip bucket thing for you. And I got to tell you, I was pretty impressed. Like, I guess the people, they were digging the show because they filled up the tip bucket. So maybe there's something up with the tip jar, you know, maybe it's not always the blues, but, you know, we're going to talk about how to escape the tip jar blues. But right now, you know, somebody challenged me one time to write a love song, right? Yeah. So I actually, I think I wrote one, right? I think it's a pretty cool tune. It's off the Armenia Band's Family Matters album, and the name of this song, I hope you enjoy it. It was fun writing, is Early Morning Dawn. Still walk hand in hand. Guys, we got to take a short break, but when we come back, hey, you know, we still didn't get a winner on today's trivia. I don't know, man. I guess I stumped you guys, right? That was Early Morning Dawn by the Armenia Band. My daughter's back up singing on that, and of course, playing rhythm and lead as well. Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. No winner yet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Winter's on its way out, and Maroney's Harley-Davidson is revving up for an unforgettable spring. Roll into the season with the all-new 2024 Harley-Davidson motorcycles. For those who dare to ride boldly, discover why these models are the talk of the town. Join the Maroney's family and experience the thrill of the test ride on Route 300 today. Connect on Facebook and Instagram for the latest events, gear, and accessories. Don't just hear about it, be part of it. Visit fasthog.com, and let's make this riding season legendary.
Rock your event or party with the Armenia Band. They play the best songs from the original music to your favorite cover titles, including classic rock, Motown, country, funk, reggae, rock, and pop. The Armenia Band will customize your event to fit your budget and your playlist. If you want the most memorable party or event, hire the Armenia Band and they'll have your guests rocking your party or event all day and night. So if you're planning the perfect party or event, the Armenia Band is your number one choice. The Armenia Band plays for any size and any type of event, party, or festival, and their music is classic, nostalgic, and magnetic, with a list for every age and musical taste. Celebrating life's special moments is always more exciting with live music, and there's no limit to how much fun you and your guests will have as they ramp up the energy, delivering hit after hit to everyone's delight. To make your party or event the most fun, exciting, and the most memorable, visit thearmoniaband.com or contact Tom at 845-699-3169.
Hi, this is John Stein, host of the Hootenanny Cafe, inviting you to join me every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, 93.5 FM or WTBQ.com, for the best in folk music anywhere.
If you missed the Frank Truett Show, here's what you missed.
I'll do the next clue.
Do the next
clue. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
No. What?
Let's do it.
We have a recording of Taylor's first date.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there you go.
The date?
The date.
I think it was a fig.
The Frank Truett Show. Weekday mornings till 9.
WTBQ.
All right, guys. Welcome back. I'm your host, Tom Lovelace. We are in the fourth quarter of the Lovelace Music Experience. And still no winner on today's Name That Tune. I think I might have made it a little too tough. You know, we had a few texts. You were close, but country artists you had, but that was pretty much about it. So without further ado, maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. Let's go ahead and let me know if you ever heard this tune before. And the name of that tune is Fast As You by the one, the only Dwight Yoakam. And the extended live version, how cool is that, man, right? WTBQ is only where you're going to ever hear stuff like that played, man. That is a banger. That is a country rocker. Back in the day, 1993, that song went all the way up to number two in the United States chart. So Dwight Yoakam, Fast As You. All right, so before we do wrap up the show, we only got about a few minutes left. Let's talk about Tear Down the Walls, Maroney's Harley Davidson, fasthog.com. You can check them out, well, Saturday, March 23rd, which is right around the corner, 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. They got their national launch party. And guys, check this out, Maroney's Harley Davidson. Join the team to celebrate two reimagined legends. The all-new 2024, the bike is stunning. 2024, all-new Road Glide and Street Glide, right, at their Great American Launch Party. March 23rd, get on over there, check out all their new bikes. But really, man, check out these two rides. They're going to blow you away. The 2024 Road Glide and the 2024 Street Glide. You can RSVP, go to fasthog.com. And if you do that, they're going to give you a special event tumbler. And, you know, you can also earn additional prizes and giveaways. But listen, check this out, right? Get your ear close to the radio right now. Register for your chance to win, check this out, one of two motorcycles. You can win the all-new 2024 Road Glide or the 2024 Street Glide, plus a trip to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. Where? Maroney's Harley-Davidson, 833 Union Avenue, beautiful New Windsor, New York. Take a ride over. Tell them Tom sent you. Give them a call at 800-327-8464 or check out fasthog.com. All right, before we do wrap up the show, let's see if we can squeeze in one more song. I get asked often, actually, what the intro to my show is. And you know what? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Let's go ahead and check out this next tune. This is by the Armenia Band. This will probably pretty much wrap up the show. And the name of this tune, well, it's a biker tune. Let's ride.
Kiss her lips and I let her know
just a biker's dream. Let's ride.
All right, guys, Let's Ride by the Armenia Band. Elizabeth Lovelace, Danielle Lovelace on guitars, myself on bass and vocals, and the incredible Tom Brendel on those drums, man. He is just, that man is amazing at banging those drums. All right, so look, before we wrap up the show, you know, we had a big deal in the Lovelace household here recently, and I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of the medical students at Touro College here in Middletown, Touro Med School here in Middletown. For Monday was a big day. This week was a big week. It's called Match Week, and you find out who's going to give you a job. And a special congratulations to my daughter, Elizabeth Lovelace. She will embarking her four-year stint down at Stony Brook Hospital in Long Island. Well, thank you so much. And by the way, if anybody has an apartment for rent down that way, could you please let me know? We're poor and we don't have a lot of money, but we're trying to get her settled into a place down there for her four-year residency at Stony Brook Hospital. Congratulations, Elizabeth. Mom and Dad are certainly very proud of you. And guys, thanks so much for tuning in this fine Saturday, and get out and you know what I always say, support local live music. Have a great weekend. See you all next week.